Blog Talk Radio. Insights from the Celts. 6 red flags that you might be walking into an abusive relationship. While I was going through graduate school, I worked at a domestic violence shelter for 4 years. While I was there, I worked with the women who came into the shelter to hide from their abuser and figure out what to do from here. I spoke with people on the hotline, encouraging, educating, and guiding them, helping them make sense of what was going on. I called the people who were indicated on the domestic violence police reports as the victim, and I ran support groups. After a while, you start to recognize certain patterns and behaviors that go across the board with regards to early warning signs that should sound the alarm button. This is Karen Weary Cole, licensed marriage and family therapist of Insights Counseling Center, Inc. in Orange City, Florida. This is a heavy topic. Your life depends on recognizing these signals. Anytime you read about or hear about a murder-suicide in the news, you can count on the fact that we're looking at a case of domestic violence. I don't care how rich and famous you are, or how poor you are, or what your ethnicity you are. Domestic violence crosses all economic and social strata. This is not about being stressed out or saying the wrong things to spark the verbal or physical abuse. It's about power and control. It's a mindset of, I am in charge, and you belong to me, and nobody else can have you. So what are the 6 flags, red flags? One is, look at how he treats other women. Does he talk about women in general? And how does he talk about other women in general? Does he talk down about them? Does he talk about women being bitches and this, that, and the other? And 2, does he respect your time, or does he blow up your phone questioning where you are, or even just calling excessively? 3, does he try to stop you from seeing your friends and family, slowly isolating you? 4, does he say things that hurt your feelings and not care that it hurts your feelings? Or does he apologize only to turn around and do the same thing over and over again? 5, do you start to question your own mind when you're with him? Is he turning your words around against you and making you out to be the bad guy, never taking responsibility for his actions and words? In other words, playing mind games? Does he try to change who you are, how you look, how you dress? That's 6. I'm going to go ahead for ease of everything to say he when I'm talking about abuser and she when I'm talking about the victim. That does not mean that it doesn't happen the other way around and that it doesn't happen in gay and lesbian relationships, because, again, it's about power and control. But just to make it easier for today, I'm going to talk about it like this. Now, it's all a matter of degree when it comes to these items I've listed above. There's a difference between making a suggestion as to what would look nice for a hairdo and clothing, as opposed to making you feel badly about how you dress and look and needing to change because you aren't good enough as you are. There's also a lot to be said when talking earlier about how does he talk about other women? How does he treat other women in public? Like, how, when you're at a restaurant, how does he treat the server? How does he talk about his mother or his sisters or his exes? Of course, with exes, there's sometimes a certain sense of animosity. However, there's never any need to continue to be excessively upset about the other person. If they talk a lot about the other person, their exes, then obviously they have not processed the past, and you can reap the seeds of this unprocessed relationship. So those are some things to watch out for. Now, the more of these red flags that you see, the higher level of alertness you need to keep. The more they can isolate you, by keeping you away from people you trust and who back you up and support you emotionally, the easier it becomes for them to slowly and surely and systematically break you down. It's not something that generally smacks you right in the face. Many of the symptoms are fairly innocuous, seeming like caring and loving gestures, like calling you 50 times during the day. Aw, he loves me so much that he's calling me all day long, to the point that I'm not getting my job done, and now my job is in jeopardy. You see what I mean? And if I lose my job, I could become financially dependent on him. There's another reason why it's super important to know. This is another reason why it's super important to know who you are, what you are about, and never drop your friends because you're dating someone. Sure, you want to spend a lot of time with this amazing person you've just met. And that's not the same as cutting out your friends, because your friends will not be there if you neglect them. In order to keep yourself sane and the relationship fresh, we do need some outside activities to some extent. So we return to our partner with that exuberance that we get when we have an emotional fill-up with our girlfriend and or guy time. Keep your eyes and ears wide open. Enjoy yourself and listen to your instincts. If your gut is telling you that much of the time you spend with this person, you question yourself and you feel bad about yourself, then this is probably not the person you need to spend more time with. Rather, this is someone you need to spend less time with. And if they do not respect that, then you know for sure that you are making the right choice, because there comes a point in time where romantic pursuing turns into creepy stalking. Someone who does not respect your boundaries will stalk, while someone with a healthy dose of respect will not. They will get it if you tell them you're not interested, and they'll pursue someone who will return the favor of wanting to spend time together. When in doubt, there's a domestic violence hotline that you can call 24/7. You don't have to get beaten up to call that number. They don't locate where you are and send the police out for you. If you need emergency help, they'll tell you to get off that line and call 911. You can ask questions or talk, and you can find out where there are support groups if you feel that you need those. And if you need a place to go into hiding for a while, if it has come that far, they'll let you know where you can go to a safe place. They'll also guide you through the process if you need a restraining order. That number is 1-800-500-1119. Again, that number is 1-800-500-1119. Be safe, have fun, and listen to your gut instincts. If in doubt, reach out to the hotline, or you may call me at Insights Counseling Center at 386-492-0778. Next week, we will talk about what are the building blocks of a strong and healthy marriage. Thank you for tuning in today.